Welcome to the Environmental Protection Agency's Science Bite. A new science-based process is giving local residents more power to save jobs and preserve their way of life, while protecting a vital coral reef at the same time. The reef at Guanica Bay in southwest Puerto Rico is threatened by soil erosion from nearby farms that smothers the coral, promotes harmful algae growth, and destroys marine life. A dying reef also affects the local tourism and fishing industries, but solutions aren't easy. That's why EPA researchers used a structured decision-making process to merge environmental, social, and economic concerns. EPA ecologist Susan Yee says the idea was to look at the big picture.
So when we came in, we really wanted to go and talk with the stakeholders, you know, the people in the community, and really get a better understanding of, you know, what are the potential consequences of this management plan on coral reefs, on the economy, on the community, and try to start to understand some of the potential trade-offs.
As a result of the dialogue, decision makers agreed to restore a local waterway, improve coffee farming practices, and upgrade sewage disposal, all benefits for people who live in the area. Yee says the EPA will expand the process to additional reefs in Puerto Rico.